One.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Well, Holly's long, cool woman in a black dress. One of those songs that you only hear in New York. You need to hear a couple of notes, you know exactly what it is. This is what I call a drive fast song. So, songs, if you're in the car and they come on, here comes right here. Now you're up at like 40, 45.
Here comes the bass part.
55 now. Boom! Okay, let's go 65 miles an hour. Now we're cruising. Be careful because we're in a 55. 65, now 70 miles an hour. By the time it really gets going, you're at about 80, 85, and you get pulled over. And you just tell you, I couldn't help it. Long, cool woman with black dress was on. But the other one is Hurt So Good, John Mellencamp.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
and Stevie Winwood, Roll With It. Those are other fast driving songs. Scott Sherman is in the room. Hello, Scott, how are you?
I'm terrific, Frank. How are you?
I feel pretty good for a guy who's got some stuff wrong with him. I feel, really good today. It almost scares me. I'm going to give the numbers a little early here because we do a little business and just sort of open it up so that we have even a little more time today and we get right to it, because every day it seems like we wish we could get another caller in. So I'm going to give them to you now, folks. If you want to get on the board and don't mind holding a couple of minutes, I think it'd be worth your time. From most cell phones, you can call star KTRS. That's star 5877. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS. And then there's 888-550-KTRS. It's my great pleasure to invite all of you Saturday. That's 2 days from now because I'm on assignment tomorrow. Saturday, the Bridgeton location of First Community Credit Union. They're celebrating essentially what they've done to the place. Made it better, remodeled, refurbished. It is Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon, the 11,000 block of St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton. They've remodeled, and they want to show it off. So if you'll stop by between 10 and noon, you're going to meet Fred Bird.
What?
You heard me. There will be a balloon artist. I especially now that I have a grandson. Dan, you have a granddaughter. I'm going to go online and see if there's a YouTube thing. I meant to do this yesterday to teach you how to make balloon animals. I just don't like the blowing up part because you can burst a lung. I've seen them stretch them out to do it. You know, they'll stretch those little skinny balloons. That is still hard to blow up, but I may tackle this. Hey, I taught myself to juggle one time. So I think I could do this too. So there'll be a balloon artist, there'll be a face painter. Louis Lone Star will be there, and you can enjoy Chris Cakes. Still don't know exactly what it is, but it sounds pretty good. And Dan said he checked into it, and they sound really good.
It's like a pancake type of thing with stuff on them, but they're supposed to be excellent.
Well, that makes it clear.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Pancake
I
type thing with stuff on,
pancake
on them.
Type
now
of thing.
I get the picture.
Yeah.
Great.
What's that
That's
thing
it.
In New Orleans? Beignet?
I don't know.
That's another weird thing where it's only there, like toasted ravioli is only here, but they're both good. Why wouldn't everybody enjoy them?
Oh, yeah, beignets are like a fried dough, aren't they? With
they're like
sugar
funnel
on.
Cake.
Yeah.
Yeah, and who doesn't like funnel cake? Also, you need to know that all of First Community Credit Union is celebrating this by offering first-rate checking that now pays 2% APY and a 24-month CD that also pays 2%. I believe there's a maximum of 50 grand, but you need to check, go to the website and make sure you get all the information correct and you read everything you need to read so that you know everything about these offers. But remember that 10 to noon in Bridgeton, St. Charles Rock Road, First Community Credit Union, wants you to come by and help them celebrate their remodeling. Music, if you would, please, Maestro.
On this side of the law,
Johnny Dan,
on that side of the law.
Who is right? Who is wrong?
Now who is for and who's against the law?
Well, you see,
it is Thursday again. Scott Sherman, attorney at law, joins us. Let's make him sponsored by Pistols Plus, just because I need to mention them a couple of times today. Pistols Plus in the heart of Osage Beach, across from Staples, where they have more bows than they know what to do with. So go in there and get a great deal. Sometimes off-season is the perfect time to buy something, because sales are slow there. They got too much, and they want to move them. So get in there and get you a good deal on a boat, Pistols Plus. One probably last time for the phone numbers. If I were you, I would call right now if you need some legal advice from Scott Sherman. Here we go. One more time. From most cell phones, call star KTRS. That's star 5877. Other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. We will start with Mark. Mark, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Afternoon, guys. A.M. in the P.M. Hey, question or concern I got. It's the oxycodone thing I got going on. I have bone on bone in my right knee, and they started me with some oxycodone. My regular practitioner started me with oxycodone. And it was 60 pills a month. And then she had referred me to a pain management doctor. And I went there. And then they bumped me up to 90 a month.
Okay.
Make a long story short, I'll try it real quick. It went up to 110, 120 a month. And then they raised it to... Granted, these were 5-325 milligram pills per dosage.
Mm-hmm.
So then they bumped me up to my pain management. They bumped me up to 120 10-325s, yeah. Then 150.
A month?
A month. I am not. I've got. I'm not done yet.
All right.
So then it was 10-325, 150. I maxed out, which I just got off about 2.5-3 months ago, to 180, 10-325 milligrams a month. And then I had enough of it. I've been on it for a while, and I know it's not right. So then I went to this place. They got me on this stuff called Suboxone.
Suboxone.
Oh.
Yes.
Yep.
So I'm on that now. So for withdrawal.
Right.
And I've been on it now. I've been on it now for like about 2.5 months.
Mark, do you have a legal question?
Well, I think he's getting there. What is your question for Scott?
My question is, how can that happen?
How can what happen?
How can the doctors keep prescribing that?
Yeah, how can they keep giving me more and more, and then knowing that I'm going to keep eating the damn things?
Well, I'll let Scott take it from here, but I will tell you that that is becoming very quickly something they're no longer going to be able to do. They're watching that class of narcotics very, very closely, and they're cracking down real hard. In fact, a lot of doctors used to prescribe it, can't prescribe it anymore. You have to go to a pain management doctor. But quite frankly, I think whoever your doctor was an idiot, because when you start increasing doses, you're asking for somebody to become addicted and dependent. And I don't know why it took them so long to put you on the other stuff. I don't think there was a crime committed here. But, Scott, you can take it from here.
Yeah. First of all, Mark, I want to congratulate you on getting into your recovery. This addiction problem on these opioids is the worst health epidemic the country has. Over 47,000 people died of drug overdoses last year. More than half of them were opioids, and almost half of those were legal prescription stuff like oxycodone, like you got. So I'm very happy that you're doing that. There are lawsuits that are going on now against pharmaceutical companies and other doctors for really the similar kind of theory that they had over asbestos cases. They knew that this stuff was addictive, and they pushed it in the 1990s and early 80s with a lot of pharmaceutical sales reps. It's just at the beginning stages. I don't know if you would be eligible for something like that or be part of a class at some point. How does it happen? Politics. How does it happen? People in the pharmaceutical company basically, you know, they call them lobbyists, but they get politicians to allow them to do it. What changes it? Well, these numbers hopefully will, and we've got tons and millions of addicted people. So I wish you the best. One thing that Missouri has that no other state has, and it doesn't apply to you because you weren't a doctor shopper, you didn't have to be, is that Missouri is the only state in the country that does not have a pharmacy medication tracking system. All the other 49 states have it. So Missouri's got a big problem. Other states, tons of other states, Ohio, Pennsylvania, I mean, they all do. But the things that have to change is that they have to come and figure out what they knew and when they knew it, and for people that are addicted like you, to be able to go and get the right kind of treatment. So Suboxone's not a cure, but it is helpful, and I'm glad you're taking it, and best of luck. And okay. Maybe you can look for a lawyer that may think that it's the time is right for you to sue somebody over pushing these addictive pills.
Mark, it was the decision to take you off of them and go this other route. Was that yours or was that the doctor's?
My own.
So they would have just kept prescribing.
Sure. But what happened, Frank, was I maxed out at the 180. And then I just got fed up. I'm like, okay, so now I'm watching how much dosage I'm taking, and I'd run out a little bit, or I'd, you know, take one extra. I mean, I'm up to 180 pills a damn month, and yeah, I would run low a certain week, and then it's like, okay, how many more I got left? You know, it was bad.
Did you ever try before you made the decision to go off this other stuff? Did you ever try any given day to just not take it?
Yes, I did.
And what was that like?
Terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, terrible. I mean, it was the worst. I mean, it's just like, I don't want to be around anybody.
Mark, did it feel like almost like water or oxygen, that if you didn't have your medication that you were missing something that was vital to your existence?
Yes.
I hear that a lot. And what happens to a lot of people who get, quote, cut off, and then sometimes these doctors get investigated, they get a letter from the DEA because they have a DEA number, because they're very highly addictive controlled substances, is people go to the street drugs. And the street drug that they get into the most from the opioids, from the prescription opioids and pain medicine like this, is heroin. And that is the devastation that people are seeing all over the country. So this is not uncommon, but if you have a legal concern, you want to maybe investigate the possibility, because there have been some successful ones, one in St. Louis, actually. Send me an email, and I have some firms that are pursuing these or investigating this.
Hey, did they ever at any point say, we're going to give you a shot in the knee, like a Synvisc shot or anything like that?
They have given me a shot in the knee. I can't think of what it's called. Just
cortisone.
But it was similar to a cortisone shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kenalog.
So, what's that?
A Kenalog shot. That's a steroid.
No, I can't think of what it was called. But anyway, they had given me a couple shots. You can only take one every 3 months. It's kind of like a cortisone, or every 6 months. Yeah. But
Mark, and just so you know, I mean, I've talked to orthopedic specialists, some of the best doctors that do bones and joints and this stuff, and they are sorry, terribly sorry, that in the late 90s, early mid 2000s, that they prescribed as much of this stuff as they did. And there are other doctors around the country. There's one in Chicago I talked to who said that the complicity, unknowingly, between the medical community and the pharmaceutical company is the cause of much of this opioid problem that we have that's devastating people right now.
Yeah, well, I will say this. I hope the end result of this is not that they just completely take it off the market, because it is the answer for certain people. for some things.
Yeah, it's not inherently dangerous, but it is highly addictive when it's not properly controlled. And there's a study that's out that came out of New Hampshire that they just said that the surgeons there are limiting the amount of narcotic pain medicine, like this Oxycontin stuff, by the type of surgery. And they found that when they limit it to the type of surgery, those patients take less than half of that stuff, and their addiction rate for that class of people has dropped 71%. So it's good.
For the sake of education, you had mentioned for the audience, you'd mentioned oxycodone, and people, what's the difference between that and Oxycontin? They're the same thing. Percocet, the same thing. Mm-hmm. One of them is a time release, and the other one is, boom, it gets in your system right away.
Yeah, Narco, Vicodin, you know, all of the stuff that is an artificial version of opiate, which is what heroin is. All of that stuff is highly addictive if it's not managed right, and if it's given out like candy, the way, if everything Mark tells us, the way it was given to him.
Yeah. And real quick, and I'll let you guys go. I know you got other calls, but that's the reason why I went to pain management, thinking they're going to manage my, how many pills I get prescribed.
They should change the name of that to money management, because a lot of those places are not helping.
All right, Mark, good luck to you. Congratulations. Okay. You've done a smart thing here.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a good day.
You too. All right, Joe's next. Joe, say hi to Scott Sherman. Joe?
Hello?
Yeah, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Joe.
I got just a brief question. In St. Louis County, they say we're required to take the trash service that they have contracted for us.
Trash service.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. What's the question? Joe?
What would happen if we contacted...
Joe. You're eating the phone or something. Try it again.
What would happen if we contracted with a third party, not with St. Louis County's contractors?
I don't think anything.
You individually? I mean, here's the problem. There's something called the Commerce Clause that Congress can regulate things like trash. And then locally, the county executive board, whether it's St. Charles, St. Louis County, the St. Louis City, they make these decisions. If you don't, then they could come after you for this ordinance, which requires you to do it. You would take your chances. The chances are that you would be fined or you would lose if they found that out, or certainly that new contractor would, because it's like a beer distributorship. They're not allowed to do stuff that they're not allowed to do. So if you own a bar and you don't want to buy from this distributor or that distributor that handles that brand, too bad, so sad. Even if you can get it cheaper, that's the way it goes.
So you're telling me you can't have whoever you want pick up your trash, Scott?
No, not if you're part of that St. Louis County, if there's an ordinance on that.
And that's probably, Joe, because there are certain requirements that have to be met, certain particulars with regard to how to pick up the trash, what's done with the trash, and they have no control over that if somebody, they don't know who it is.
If you live in Ladue and they don't have a contract, then I guess you could. So the power of the governmental agency, whether it's the county executive committee or the city council, has the authority to do it. Whether they do it or not is, I guess, up to them.
Yeah, in South City, we don't have a choice.
I don't think we do either, where I am. So does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
That's amazing to me, because there were some words that were clear, and people, they tuck it under their chin or whatever. Let's bring Tom in. Tom, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Well, hello, Scott. How are you, sir?
Terrific, Tom. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Listen, I'll try not to be as long-winded. I'll try to make this quick. I was wondering, I go fishing a lot, and the place where I won't mention their business, but where I buy my fish stuff, they had these new sunglasses. And I picked up a pair. They're really good. They're not like typical sunglasses. They don't have the loops around the ear. They have kind of a clip that goes over the bridge of your nose. And I've been wearing them for a couple weeks now, and I've gone cross-eyed. And my eye doctor said he's never saw anything like it before. I was wondering,
is this Steve Martin from the Jerk movie? I think Bernadette Peters was in this.
First of all, Tom, this is not a prank call. Are you serious?
Well, yes, sir. As a matter of fact, I'm looking out the front door, the back door, and I'm sitting in the middle of the house. So, yes, I'm serious.
So you have double vision?
Well, no. I look in the mirror, and my eyes are crossed.
Well, but if your eyes are crossed, you have double vision.
Well, I guess I do. You know what? I'm just so cockeyed right now. I'm not sure the correct terms. But I was wondering, do I have a case for the sunglass makers?
Based on what happened in the movie, that's how Steve Martin got all the money. And actually, if this actually did affect your eyes and your eye doctor said it came from this faulty pair of sunglasses, then you would have a product liability case. The chances are that you and several other people would, too. But if it was really true, it would be incredibly lucrative, and
there's something about this doesn't add up.
Tom.
Listen, thanks a lot, you guys. I appreciate it, and I know there's other callers. Okay. I'll call you back, AM and the PM.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to tell you something right now.
That's the jerk.
Yeah, that's not a legitimate call. All right, folks, please. Well, we got people that need help.
You know who the guy?
I'm flipping my nose, and I'm cockeyed, and I'm cross-eyed, and I look in the mirror, my eyes are crossed. If you look in the mirror and your eyes are crossed, you'd see two of yourself. That from the minute that started.
Well, in the movie, that guy from Maud, playing Maud's husband, he's the one that got all the money for Steve Martin. That's how Steve Martin got rich.
And what was the issue?
Steve Martin got rich off the sunglasses, and then it turned out that the bridge of the nose made people cockeyed, and then they ended up getting sued.
Well, that's probably where he got that trauma.
Yeah. No, it wasn't cockeyed. It was because
cross-eyed.
Not that. It was because the arms were
on the bridge, but it's on the bridge of the nose.
Yeah, and he had that thing the little handle.
Right. Yeah.
That's what got him rich, was the handle.
And then he got sued. Oh, then they got sued because it made people cross-eyed.
Yes.
Are we in agreement here that was just a BS call?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's not do that again, Tom. Please. Okay? People need help here. Ron, say hello to Scott Schaefer.
Sherman.
Hi, Sherman. Scott.
I did it again! Scott Sherman. Sorry.
Hi, Frank and the gang. Hi, Scott.
Right. Hi, Ron.
Hey, Scott, I'm not trying to one-up the fellow that called in about the oxycodone, but I have a story that I was 56 years old. March 10th of 2009, I went in for a routine gallbladder surgery at 56. At that point, I had never had a doctor in my life. I had been in perfect health, nothing, never taken a medicine in my life. Went in, had almost died twice in the next 3 months from complications from the surgery. Anyway, long story short, they put me on hydrocodone, 10-325, and that went on for several months. And long story short, I heard you say that there was a case in St. Louis. Well, there is a doctor in St. Louis in right there on Lindbergh. I won't mention the name, but good. I ended up going to her, and right off the bat, she prescribed beautiful office, plaques all over the place. Her and her husband, both doctors, so I just assumed they knew what they were doing. So she prescribed 240 pills a month to me to control my pain. Now, I just went to them because I was in pain, and that went on for almost a year. And needless to say, it screwed me up. I'm still dealing with side effects from that. I've been on the Suboxone a couple different times. Mm. And since then, going to different doctors trying to get this problem resolved, I've been on about 32 different medicines, including the hydrocodone, that even though I've been on like a rehab program, they still put me back through the Suboxone program. And I went to one attorney in St. Louis, and his answer to me was, if I would have died, my family would have had a case. But the fact that I've lived, I didn't have any case.
I don't like that answer.
Can I ask you, 250 pills a month, what was the pill? The strength, and what pill?
They were hydrocodone 10-325.
Okay, that's the standard, yeah.
And this is, when's the last time you treated with that medical group?
The one that started that medicine?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been probably 3 or 4 years ago.
First of all, I've never heard of anybody prescribing that many. I mean, if you have surgery, they'll give you a small prescription that lasts you maybe a month, a couple of days. I've never heard of anything like 250. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Ron, I think you have more of a statute of limitations problem, but I do not like the answer of that lawyer. That's very cynical, and that's a terrible answer. Either you have a case or you don't have a case. And also, just so people know, this is so bad. It's like 100,000 people have died since 2013. It's more people have died in combat since the beginning of Vietnam. This is really a horrible epidemic. And, give me an email. We can look into it, because what the pharmaceutical companies knew about the addictive properties of it when they knew it is still a question that's out there. Nobody really has the answer to that. But, why not look into it? It's not that obvious, because you didn't go in like smoking looking to start smoking or looking to take medication. You did what your doctor told you to do, and like I do, you trust the people in the lab coat. I do. I do all they tell you to do something, you do it.
Well, and again, I'm not going to get into all the details, but it's cost me my business. It's cost me a lot of my life. It's cost me a lot of my family relationships. And what they don't understand is that people that, even though it was my family, they said, we knew you were screwed up, but, we didn't want to get involved. And I guess I understand a little bit of that, but, I was just doing what the doctors prescribed to me. Like I said, I have a list of over 32 different medicines that I've been prescribed through the last, since 2009. And I just took them because, like you said, these were the doctors. They're the ones that had the plaques on the walls. I just assumed when I grew up, we put the doctors up on a pedestal and they were God.
Right. Well,
someone just called and said that she didn't have a question for Scott, but she works for a health insurance company, and said that anyone that has any kind of issue like this, you can call the insurance company and file a complaint, and they have to investigate. That's what she said.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, and too bad you didn't know that then, but you've just done a great service for people who now have information that they didn't have before.
And, Ron, how's your recovery? How are you doing with your recovery?
It's been rough ever since. I mean, and they still have me. And I guess it's withdrawals, but they keep putting me on Suboxone. And then I'm still struggling. And like the guy said, or they called earlier, is that it's hard. I mean, unless you've been there. And like I said, I've never taken a pill in my life prior to 2009. But unless you've been on this medicine, nobody can tell you how hard it is to get off this medicine. I mean, it is harder than anything you could ever imagine in your life.
Ron, we're out of time, but I have to ask you one quick question. You said you lost your business. What do you mean by that? How did it cost you your business?
I had been in business for 29 years in the metro area here, and I was ended up making some poor decisions and wrong decisions, and it cost me everything. It cost me a relationship. It cost me property. I mean, I was just that screwed up.
Wow.
And it was bad.
All right. Listen, thank you for what you've done. You helped a lot of people, whether you know it or not. Thank you, Ron.
Well, thanks.
Okay. All right. We got a break. We will get some other people in here. We're going to do this as quickly as we can and come back to you. And there's a line open. If you want to take a chance, you could jump in here. You never know. Sometimes these things are pretty brief. 314-969-KTRS. Most cell phones, *KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Chesterfield Valley in 1993 was flooded. It was 15 feet underwater. You had to stop at a certain part on Olive and couldn't go any further. And you could get out of your car and look. It was just like Lake Michigan. It was just water. Some trees poking out above some of it. It was unbelievable. And I think a lot of people wondered, will there ever be anything else out here again now that we've had the flood? Well, go take a look at Chesterfield Valley. It's beyond belief. At some point, somebody decided, they redid the levee and it's going to hold forever and let's go. And there are all kinds of businesses there. Right there, kind of in the middle of everything, and you can't miss it because it does stand out, is Amini's with a copper domed top. And other than that, you don't really have any idea what's in there. I want you to go in there, and I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to be sorry you went in there. You may or may not buy anything, but just to go in is a great experience. because it is a collection of different products. They're all home-related products that you will never see anywhere else, and a level of quality that you rarely see. Because in most stores that sell, for example, furniture or patio furniture, they're selling to the masses. They're selling to, it's volume. They take what is affordable to people, and the most affordable furniture to anybody is junk. Everybody can afford junk. It's not going to last you very long. It's not going to hold up, but you can afford it. And then there's that medium sort of middle level, and then there is a Meanies. And for the people who think, I went in there, I can't afford anything in there, you didn't walk through the store. You didn't. An example I like to use is 3-4 Christmases ago, my son, who is married, they've got a basement. I had given them a popcorn machine, one of those goofy pachinko, is that what they call it, the Japanese slot machines?
Yes.
Yeah, so they had some things to play with. And I thought, electronic dartboard. I love those things. Soft tips. That little, my grandson's not going to get hurt with them. And I've seen them in Target and places like that for $49.95. They're garbage. They're crap. Amenius sells electronic dartboards starting at about $300. My goodness. Incredible. But they won't sell the junk, the cheap stuff. So that's what we got them for Christmas. We got them for their basement, a dartboard for $300. And there are things in there for you. You can go in there and actually buy something for about $3. It's going to be a chalk for a cue stick or something. But my point is this. Yes, there are some things in there that are, I don't like the word expensive. The price tag on them is pretty hefty. There's a reason for those tags. And then there are things that are very affordable when you consider they're going to be around for a long, long time. They have always been famous for their patio furniture and the quality of that furniture, and that still to this day is the number one category in sales for Amenies. Do not worry about taking the kids. This will not be a place where they're going, when can we get out of here? I don't like this place. They will love it, and you'll have to pry them away from the pinball machines and the arcade games. Jaffe lighting upstairs, furniture for the whole house, patio furniture for outside, and all that fun stuff for downstairs, like pinball, arcade, shuffleboard, pool table. You get the idea. Amenies, please, please tell them your AM and the PM. You may want to check out the website before you go in, because there's usually in the course of about every week or so, they change it up, and there's some extra reasons to go in there. AMINIS, Chesterfield Valley, Amenies.com.
Meet me.
All right, it's time for a check on traffic. Here's Ed Smarin.
That crash now cleared 70 westbound before Route 8. Stop-and-go traffic remains in that area, standing around 79. We also have a stall eastbound 270 in the right shoulder after Washington Elizabeth. A number of other slow spots, but nothing else causing any serious hang-ups. Traffic brought to you by Account Temps. When you need additional help closing your books, call Account Temps. They can provide you with bookkeepers and other accounting and finance professionals on a temporary basis and fast. Call today. Count Temps, a Robert Half Company. From the KTRS Traffic Center, I'm Ed Smarin on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic reports when you need them. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock, PermaJack, 636-225-2553.
When choosing a financial planner to manage your money, make sure they remember this. It's your money. Your unique plan is created around your family goals as well as your financial resources. The professionals at Six Point Financial Group provide personalized financial planning services along with independent and unbiased investment recommendations. The personal service begins the very first time you meet with Six Point Financial Group and continues with discussions of your financial goals as well as planning for future generations. Point number six of the financial planning process is retirement planning. Here's how it works for you. How do you want to spend your 60s, your 70s, and your 80s? This is something Six Point Financial Group will be talking with you about a lot. Tell them what you want, and they'll design a roadmap to get you there. To learn about the other 5 points of their financial planning process, visit sixpointgroup.com. Let Six Point Financial help you plan for tomorrow and live for today.
Securities offered through Crown Capital Securities, LP, a registered broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Remember when we were kids and there was a family dentist on every corner? Well, that doesn't exist anymore, except in places like Florissant with Bowen Dental Care. You see, Dr. Bowen has rejected selling out to the corporate interests. He still very much believes in family dentistry. That's what you get when you go to Bowen Dental Care, whether it's teeth whitening, cavities, root canals, caps, and yes, of course, dental implants. A lot of people talk about dental implants. With corporate dentistry, you get sent to each different doctor for each different procedure. Well, at Bowen Dental Care, it's a family-run dentistry, and all the work is done by Dr. Bowen right there at his world headquarters on Dunn Road in Florissant. It's not one-size-fits-all, and it's not $25,000. He will sit with you and explain exactly what's going on and how he can custom-fit your dental implants. Bowen Dental Care, family dentistry, 314-921-3500, or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
RTP and Husqvarna are celebrating spring by giving you green. When you purchase a qualifying Husqvarna powered by Honda walk mower at RTP from April 1st through June 15th, you'll receive a $50 mail-in rebate. With powerful Honda engines, 3-in-1 cutting systems, and all-wheel drive capability, Husqvarna walk mowers deliver superior performance and features for a beautiful lawn you'll be proud of. To purchase your Husqvarna mower or have one serviced, visit RTP at 427 West Outer Road in Valley Park or call 636-825-8300.
Hey, Cardinals fans. The weekend of April 7th, 8th, and 9th, the Cardinals take on the Reds. And it's a weekend loaded with great giveaways. Friday night, the AT&T Lightweight Hooded Pullover. Saturday, the Yadier Molina Bobblehead, presented by Ford. Sunday, thanks to Scott Credit Union, it's the adult replica Stephen Piscotty Road Grade Jersey. And all kids that day receive a free ticket voucher to a future home game, presented by Ritz. That's April 7th, 8th, and 9th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotion.
Fans, this is Trevor Rosenthal. Friday, April 7th, we play the Cincinnati Reds. That night, it's the Lightweight Hooded Pullover Giveaway, presented by AT&T. 30,000 fans, ages 16 and older, will take home this pullover. It's a night you don't want to miss. That's Friday, April 7th, we play the Reds, and you take home the pullover. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
Trevor brings home another, and it's a swing and a miss, and he strikes out the side.
There's only one Cardinals baseball.
Metro Lighting, winners of the prestigious National 2017 Arts Award for Best Showroom, is your hometown source for the latest high-quality lighting at the best price for any budget. Ultimate customer service is their number one goal. They guarantee their prices against competitors and the internet, and they offer a one-year in-home warranty. How can you go wrong? Choose local and choose the best. Choose award-winning Metro Lighting, bringing bright ideas to St. Louis for 50 years. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
All right, back to the phones with Scott Sherman. Richard is next. Richard, say hello to Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Richard.
Just a quick question in regards to an Airbnb. Are there any rules in the city of St. Louis governing what you have to do in order to put your property up for an Airbnb?
Is that a bed and breakfast?
Yeah, it's if you want to rent a place.
Rent a room out of your house.
Richard, I would say this. Depending on where you live, sometimes if you're in a subdivision or there's an HOA, they have restrictions where you cannot rent your home or your condo for, let's say, less than 30 days. That would be the only thing I would say take a look at.
Okay, because we live in a row house. We own a row house, and we found out one of our neighbors is doing that, and it kind of grants access to our back decks, actually, because they're all somewhat connected.
But if you're rural...
Just a little concerned about it.
Row house, not rural.
Oh, rental, but you're not in a subdivision or controlled condo apartment complex or anything.
No. There's no association whatsoever.
I got a feeling they're able to do that.
Yeah, there was a guy in Herman that had a problem with the zoning, and they had different forms of residential. Some of the residential allowed for a bed and breakfast, and some of them didn't. And if that city ordinance has different sort of zoning categories, you might want to check. You live in the city of St. Louis?
Correct.
Yeah, they have their thing online. Check their ordinance for residential. Put in a couple of keywords.
I think I've seen some city houses on Airbnb.
Apparently,
I got a feeling there's not much you can do that they're able to do this.
I think you'll be okay. But before you go to the expense of you know, building it out and advertising and, you know, run it by a real estate lawyer. Give me an email. I got a couple people. They can give you.
Richard, are you thinking about renting your place?
No, I have a neighbor who's doing it.
Richard's issue is that his neighbor's doing it and he doesn't like it.
It's not even you got more of a trespassing issue. Do you not like the whole idea of it, or do you not like people messing with your stuff?
Well, there's just easy access across the rooftops on the back.
Well, that's trespassing.
Yeah, but I think you got nothing there. They're not trespassing on your property currently to go to the place. Right. You're just worried about how easy it would be for them to do that.
Correct.
Now, I don't think you got nothing. What you can
do the same thing in a reverse way. I have no dog in that fight. Send me an email. I'll send you to somebody that knows the city building code and ordinances, and they'll give you the answer.
Here's the other thing. If you're really worried about that, they're not expensive. Get yourself a real bright LED motion activated floodlight. Anybody comes near that roof, it'll light them up. Serious. Okay?
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Leo, say hi to Scott Sherman. Leo, are you gone? Are you there?
He's gone.
Leo's gone. Let's go to Mark. Mark, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Mark's gone.
Mary, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Scott Sherman.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Terrific.
AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And thanks for taking my call. I just had a quick question about my brother, who had passed away last year, had a small savings account, and... it looks as if, I mean, he did not have a lot of money. It was just like $400 or so, and the bank keeps deducting for fees, and actually nobody's on the account except himself. I mean, he was a poor guy, and I was wondering if there's anything we could do. I mean, no will or nothing like that. It was just himself.
That POD is so important, or the TOD on a title, so that these things move around without... anybody
tell them what that stands for.
Payable on death, that's used mainly for bank accounts like this one.
Uh-huh.
Transferable on death, that's used for things that are titled like vehicles, boats, aircraft, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It avoids probate. And for someone that dies indigent like your brother, mm-hmm. there really isn't any money that anyone can spend to have a small estate. That still costs money. And without any ability to do that, and a power of attorney doesn't work because it's over when the person dies. There's no power anymore.
I mean, it just seems like such a waste.
It is a waste.
Fees get deducted, and we thought maybe, you know,
it's unjust.
Your family members, we could just maybe donate.
No, the whole system's screwed
and
up.
It's an unjust enrichment to the bank that's holding this money that doesn't really belong to them. Mary, shoot me an email. It's a very small dollar thing, but I think it's very important. And this is your brother's legacy in some ways, and I don't care if it's 4 cents or $4 million.
Dollars.
It's disrespectful.
They just kept saying, nothing we can do.
There's nothing they want to do.
Right.
They can sure take the money, can't they?
They take the money, but on
their behalf, you got to admit that they don't want just anybody grabbing that money, claiming they're a relative.
Right, there are people in prison for stealing less than $400.
Yeah. If I wasn't living here with my mom, because, you know, she took care of a lot of his stuff too, and just gave him all his statements. I don't even know why he was using this address, but anywhere else it would have probably just gone back, returned to sender. Nobody would have.
Mary,
we would have not known about the account.
Do you have Scott's email address?
Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
Listen to you. Listen to you.
Man. Oh, I win.
That's a first.
You don't win anything, but you got it right. Most people don't. Thank you, Mary.
All right.
And good luck. And before we get away here, folks, if you are alone, if you don't have a spouse, if you don't have anybody living with you, and you have relatives, for goodness sakes, don't put them through this. Put the account. It's easy. The easiest thing is put it in joint names. That savings account is in two names, this person or that person. You die, that person can go cash it, get clean it out. Scott, would you agree?
Just
think of other people. If something happens to me, I don't want to put them through all this. It's just so easy to make sure somebody gets whatever it is.
Yeah. Estate planning is not something where you're superstitious. It doesn't jinx you. It's just smart and it's thoughtful.
Yeah. All right, give them one more time your email address.
LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com.
All right, Scott Sherman, everybody. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Frank. Thanks, guys.
We will do this again probably every Thursday for as long as I'm able to have a show. As long as he wants to do it, we'll do it. Scott Sherman, and he'll also be on. Well, he'll be back next Thursday. We have to do some traffic business, and that's Dan's department, man.
All right, thanks, Frank. And we're going to throw it to Ed Smarin and find out what traffic looks like, Ed.
Actually, it's improved. We've got no accidents anymore, but a number of heavy traffic areas, especially on 64 eastbound 170 to Hanley and Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge, then westbound from Grand to McCausland. Also heavy westbound 70 Jennings Station to Bermuda Road, 55 northbound 44 to the Poplar Street Bridge. So we are seeing some building traffic now. Traffic brought to you by Temps. Your business needs can change in an instant. Account Temps can help by providing accounting and finance professionals on a temporary basis whenever you need them. Call today. Account Temps or Robert Half Company. For the KTRS Traffic Center, I'm Ed Smarin, the Big 550 KTRS.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Hey, big boy, what's going on over at Fast Eddie's Bon Air?
Same old stuff, Mr. Shannon. You know nothing ever changes at Fast Eddie's.
Still got that huge peel-and-eat shrimp?
Yes, sir. I'm still going down and getting them every year.
Whoa. What do you mean you're going down and getting them? Are you telling me that you go to the bottom of the ocean to get those things?
No, Mr. Shannon.
Oh, I thought you meant like a snorkel and a net.
Well, that'd be one heck of a snorkel and a net.
Yeah, you'd have to make Jack Cousteau and several other mermaids very jealous.
I don't know about any mermaids or Jack Cousteau.
That's for sure.
But the answer to your question is it's all the same. And we're having a ball at Fast Eddie, just like I'm having a ball doing this silly commercial.
So, folks, if you're 21 and in the mood, head over to the Clark Bridge to Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois. Just check out FastEddiesBonAir.com.
From ABC News.